You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf from Masechet Nidah brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Mem Aleph, and we are holding in the middle of our attempt to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which is that even Alibid Rabbi Shimon, who holds that a Yotzi Dofen is considered to be a Vlad by a human, it would not consider to be a Leda by an animal of Kadesh, and therefore, obviously, by a Bechor, which requires Petarecha, is something to discuss. I mean, of course, it's not considered to be a Petarecha, but even a regular Behemat Karchim would not be Roy for the Mizbeach if it were a Yotzi Dofen. And the raya that we attempted to bring was that Rabbi Shimon lists in the long list of things that even if Allah tereid, that the psul was not a psul b'kodesh, he lists a Yotze Dofen. The Gemara suggests that it's only reasonable to say that that's a reference to Yotze Dofen of Kachim, and it's considered to be completely without Kedushat HaGuf, and therefore there's no way that you could leave it on the Mizbeach. It's like putting an animal without Kedushat HaMizbeach to the Mizbeach. So we're up to, let us start from the fourth line, my love Yotze Dofen to Kachim. So in other words, this must be normal Yotze Dofen of any animal of Kadesh. The din is that Rabbi Shimon is listing it as something that's not right from the Mizbeach. Raya to Rav Yochanan, Omer v'nebereidu of Natan, how do you know it's talking about a Yotze Dofen of the Kachim? Maybe it's talking about a Yotze Dofen of a Bechor. And a Bechor certainly would not consider to be Kodesh if it's Yotze Dofen. That's the Gemara Bechor, that's crazy. A Bechor I learned from the Pasuk that says Peterecha. I certainly don't need the Pasuk of Zot Torah Ta'olah to tell me that a so-called Bechor that never came out with a vaginal delivery is not left on the Mizbeach. Obviously it's not a Bechor. You're putting a chulin animal on the Mizbeach. What's the Havamina that it should be left on the Mizbeach? How could that be what it's referring to? Oh yes, is the Gemara. Elamai, the Kachim. So you're understanding that it means, well, I can handle that by saying it's talking about a Behemas Kachim that was nolad by Derech Dofen. Now, why do I need a Pasuk of Zot Torat? I learned that out, as we learned earlier, in Rabbi Shimon learns it out from the fact that it says Tachat Imo by Bechor, and it says Tachat Imo by Ol Kodesh. So what do I need a Pasuk to tell me if you're comparing it to Bechor? And a Bechor, you're telling me, definitely has to be the Derech Leda. So then, what do I need the Pasuk of Zot Torah Ta'olah to be Mamayedet? You're telling me it's the same as a Bechor anyway. So I learned that from Imo Imo Nafka. No, no, no. Says Gemara, please. Some comparison. Hi, Maya. Yamrit Bishlama, the Kachim. Look, if we're talking about a Behemas Kachim that was Nola Derech Dofen, I can then explain why we need two Pesukim, one of which is Imai, and the other one is Zot Torat. Why? Because I would say, Haina Ditzrichi Trei Kroi Chad Lebehemat Chulin, Dole Derech Dofen Va'agdesha. So one is the case we've been talking about all along. A Behemas Chulin was born, Derech Dofen, the guy comes along, and he's Magdeshit for the Mizbeach. That I know is not Kaddish B'Kedushat HaMizbeach. How about in a case where a Behemas Kachim had a child, Derech Dofen, there the mother was already Kodesh. How do I know that even that is not considered to be Kodesh? That I know from this extra pasuk. That's the point. And obviously, I mean, if he holds that revision, that a Behemas Kachim, that was already Kodesh, that was Meile Derech Dofen, there's no Kodesh Zaguf, implies that he must hold that Vladot Kodeshim Bahavayatan in Kodesh. That Vlados Kachim are Kadesh as they are born, because if that's the case, it means that they didn't become Kadesh in this birth. Now Rashi says that this piece is ridiculous. Somebody stick it in there who didn't know what he was talking about. Because on the contrary, if you hold that Behemat Kodeshim are Bime'e'iman in Kedoshim, so then there's even more of a reason to require a pasuk to tell me that even though they got Kedusha Bimei Iman, that nonetheless, Imolu Yerdu, and they're not Kodesh for the Mizbeach. You see? That's how Rashi understands it. In other words, that this drasha, that we have an extra pasuk to be memayed, is certainly an indication that no matter what the status would be in terms of the mother, but for kashrus, for the mizbeach, it has to be a later derech. Okay? Tosfos says, no, on the contrary, we are goreset. And what we say is that even though Bahavayatam hein kedoshim, and therefore we don't require, it's not a case where the hekdesh came first. So you would think in that case, what do I need an extra pasuk for? It's the same thing as Be'er Maskulim. No, it's coming to tell me that even if you hold the Lord is Kachim, Bahavayatam hein kedoshim, I still need the pasuk. Because in this case, it came together. The fact that it's a Be'er Maskulim, which gives it a Kedush Zakuf, comes together with the Psul of Yaitse Daifa. So therefore, I still need, it's different than taking a Be'er Maskulim, which was never a Kedush. So I still need the extra person to tell me. Okay, but this is a side point. The bottom line is that it makes sense to learn that if we're talking about Be'er Maskulim, then indeed we need a separate Pesuk of Zot Torah. And Rabbi Shimon is indeed saying that Yotzi Dofen by an animal of Kodesh is Pasul Mizbeach. And we have a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And by the way, continues the Gemara, Kinami Mistabra. This makes a great deal of sense. Because for heaven's sakes, you know, the case that we're talking about of Yotzi Dofen is not listed on its own. It's listed in a long list of cases, right? So what were the other cases? All of those things, im alu yere. Why? Because it says Zot Torah. What are you talking about? Because it says Zot Torah. Each one of them has a pasuk. We're medayik from a pasuk of mina beima, isha she adam ki akriv mikem korban Hashem, mina beima, mina bakar, umin hatzon. We darshim over there. Mina beima is meitzi roveya v'nirva. Mina bakar is meitzi anevat ravenis kechobi. Mina tzein is meitzi as amukta. Umina tzein is memayet anegeach, where it's apiyed echad, where we're not going to kill it, but it's still possible to be. And besides, and Kelayim, what about Kelayim? Kelayim also we know from the Pasuk, not from Zot Torah. Kelayim, Yachanafka. I thought we learned Kelayim from the Pasuk of Shor Chesav Oeski Yivaleid. And we said, Shor is Pratla Kelayim, Ez is Pratla Nid, my friend, and six. We're getting all these sugyas. We had all these sugyas back in Zvachim. So what do we need a Pasuk of Zot Torah to Allah, for heaven's sakes? You're telling me that I have to learn it out of Zot Torah to Allah, where the Torah said that these things were possible for the Allah, obviously, in all these cases at Tzricho Trekroi, I have to have two psukim, one to tell me a behemat chulin of this type, that then a person was ma'akdish, that it's not kosher mizbeach, but I need another pasuk to tell me that even a behemat kochim that became this. Remember, the whole logic was psulei b'kodesh. How about a behemas kachim, where it was already kodesh and it became a mukta, a neva, somebody bows down to it, whatever. So in all of these cases, or a roveya, or a nirva, in all of these cases, I need another pasuk to tell me that he malteter. So I need to trekroi, just like we need kadal behemas pulin and kadal behemas kachim. Here too, in Rabbi Shimon's case of Yotzi Dofen, we would need two separate psukim. Mashenken, if we're talking about a bechor, it's not even kodesh; it's a joke. Obviously, we don't need a separate puzzle to tell me a non kodesh animal. It's not derech rechem, so how could it be a bechor peter rechem? You might as well have brought a Barbie doll for a korban. Well, I understand. Well, I need a puzzle. Imala tere.
Korban Barbie. That's a concept.
Well, yeah, you can see it, you know, from the little Kayanim's children. They got to get used to it.
Food, accessories included.
I actually had once a cow that for Hilchos Treifus that showed all the internal organs of the cow, and you put the cow together.
Wow.
Yeah, very cute.
A model.
A model, yeah, with all the internal organs of the cow. The transparent cow.
Yes.
You think it's cold enough for rooibos, huh?
No.
Ice board. That's not a bad idea. No, just water. It's fine. Bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something in the fridge.
Tana Rabba. So now, getting back to our sugya, what is the din we spoke about? Derech dofen and derech leida, derech ervata. But there's a lot of dinim that are dependent in this issue, which is the din of dam koshi is also dependent in leida. And how about re'ia b'chlal? How about zivas and nidais? I mean, you know, we have a special pasuk that talks about leida derech dofen, isha ki tezria. I mean, we didn't talk about how about if she becomes a zova derech dofen, or if she would be makasha b'leidata, but the leida was derech dofen. Would the dam be derech, would consider it to be dam koshi? Or would it be considered to be unrelated to birth? I mean, all of these issues are extended concepts that the Mishnah hints at. So let's take a look at the Braita. Hamikasha shlosha yamim v'yatzav la derech dofen. So according to the Chachomim, since dam koshi is only tahor if it's samach l'leida, and since a leida derech dofen is not a leida, so if she had been bleeding before the birth for 3 days, even though there was no shofi before the leida, she's a yoledet bezov because there never was a leida. According to Rabbi Shimon, obviously it's not a yoledet bezov. Okay, that I understand. The next piece here in the Braita is very confusing. The next piece says, V'dam hayotzei misham tamei, blood that comes out of there, certainly sounds like blood that comes out of where I'm taking the vlad out of, meaning through the C-section, is tamei. And Rabbi Shimon says it's tar, which is weird. How does that make sense? I mean, I understand the reish. The reish is Rabbi Shimon l'shitato, and it's the Rabbanon l'shitato. But I don't understand what the Sefer is talking about. Sefer b'may pligi. What are we talking about? That the dam that is yotze imo should be tamei like dam leida? So then Rabbi Shimon would be the one who would be metaya. The Chachomim would be the one who were metaya. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it also shouldn't be tamei. So what's the point? I mean, when Rabbi Shimon said that the giver you made tuma and tyra and korban, that's a reference to Vlad. It's not a reference to the dam. It's the leida that's the tamei, not the dam. So what is this machlokas here in the Sefer? Amar Ravina, no, you misunderstand. When it said it was Yotzi Derech Shum, it meant vaginally. In other words, the vlad was Yotzi Derech Dofen, right? And then, but she also bled vaginally. And that bleeding had taken place during 3 days of kosher. So now the Shaila is, according to Rabbanan, that's Dam Zivod. And they say it's not Dam Leida. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's Torah. Because, according to him, the Torah was Matayar, Koshi, during the Yemei Ziva. And so Mamela, the blood that comes out, is considered to be the Dam Torah. So it's the Dam that the Torah was Matayar. I understand what you're talking about. So you just redid it, the Reisha. The Reisha spoke about Mekasha Shlarsha Yamim. Is it considered to be Yoledet Bezov or not? Okay? And then you say, and the dam that she had been bleeding vaginally, So according to Chachomim, it's Tomei because it's Dam Zivais, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Matayar because it's Dam Kut. That's the same thing! What do you add with this? You're not adding anything. Not to mention the fact that in saying the words blood that came out from there certainly sounds like it means from the same place that the blood came out. You spoke about Derech Dofen, and they say, and the blood that comes from there, and you're telling me the blood that comes from there means vaginally? That's ridiculous. So the od misham is mashma the makom of the blood. Otherwise, what is a misham? Therefore, your chat is ridiculous. Let me tell you what the bright is talking about over here. The Braita is not talking about the same case as in the Reisha. The Reisha was the case of Koshi Samuch L'Leida. Let's forget about that case. Okay, new question. What is the din of Dam that comes out Derech Dofen? A different machlok. It's not referring to Dam Koshi. So the question of your woman is having an operation on her womb. Blood comes out. What's the din of that blood?
No birds involved.
No birds, no nidas, no nothing. The question over here is the old question that we've raised so many times. What is the din of the mukor? Is the womb itself considered to be a mokum tame? In which case, anything that comes out of it is at least tame from being in the womb. Even if it's the dam of a maka. Not to turn her into a nida or anything. Nothing to do with this case. So there we're arguing about mekor mekomotam mekutame kame. That's the machlokas. So mar sava mekor mekomotame. Mar sava mekor mekomotame. What's the big deal? So this is the rabbanon old mekor mekomotame. Therefore they say, forget about the question of whether it's late or not. It has nothing to do with it. A drop of blood that came out of the mekor is tame because of the fact that it was in the mekor. That's all.
Now does this mean the cheder or the...
No, it means the actual Makar itself, the cheder.
What is that?
You do an operation on the uterus. Blood comes out from the opening that the surgeon makes. What's the din of that blood? Well, we have two different cases. We have C-sections for births, and then we discuss bleeding of an operation on the womb. What's so crazy? It makes perfectly good sense, Rabbi Yosef. So we have two completely different issues over here. Three different issues so far. What's the din of Aleda Derech Dofen? Subsection to that is what's the din of Aleda Derech Dofen? Legabi Bemes Kachin, which then we spoke about. Now we talk about what's the din of blood that comes out through an operation, a surgical procedure on the womb. What's the din of the blood? Now what's the din of the woman? What's then in the blood? Is the blood tame because of the fact that anything that comes out of the womb is tame or not? That's all.
Even not vaginal from the...
Even not vaginal. Comes out of a womb. Surgery. That's what Yosef Dofen is. It's a Syrian. But now we're not talking about a birth. We're not talking about a Syrian. We're talking about a gynecological procedure. Omerish, Lakish, I disagree with this. I want you to know that L'divrei mitamei b'dam, mitamei b'isha. I say the point of this over here is that if you're saying the dam is tamei, then if I disagree with what Rabbi Yosef is saying, it's not a new case. A vlad, there's a vlad that comes out there of dolphin, okay? And then we also have this bleeding that comes out. I'm saying that blood is considered to be a re'ia. The only thing that the Chachamim say is that the Torah does not consider it to be a leida, because they don't dash in the pasuk of kinyan she'ein she'izria, in Shasha. They dash in dafka, it has to be makom she'izria, not kein she'izria. But what about re'ia? It's a re'ia. So if this is dam zivas, according to them, because it's not koshi, but was somewhat leida. And let's say the zivas is also coming out, derech dofen. So then, according to Rav Chachamim, this is a re'iyah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not a re'iyah because it's on kosh. And kosh is somewhat related that there is matayr during a meziva. That's all. But in Okinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would also have been tameh if it wouldn't have been a vlad. Because everybody is agreed, says Reish Lakish, that bleeding, non-vaginal bleeding, is considered to be the same as vaginal bleeding. Whatever it would be, if it's zivas, it's zivas, if it's nidas, it's nidas. What's the nafka mean if the blood comes out vaginally or a surgeon opens up the womb? Same thing. Same thing. Very simple. Rabbi Yochanan says, on the contrary, the Torah specifically says that the only type of bleeding, whether it's nidas or zivas, the only type of bleeding that can ever be metame a woman is vaginal bleeding. I don't care if it's exactly the same blood. Just like the Chachamim said that there's no such thing as a vlad that's a C-section, even Rabbi Shimon says there's no such thing as a nida that comes through a surgical opening. So says Rabbi Yochanan, even the divrei ha-mitamei bedam mitaher b'isha. Even you want to say that the dam itself is considered to be dam zivas and so on, but the woman is not a roya, that's ridiculous. Why do I say this? This is Rabbi Yochanan Shitata. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Rabbi Shima Bar Yochai. Minayin She'en Isha Tmei'a Ad She'yitzei Madva Derech Erevata. How do we know that the din is that unless her dam nidos comes out vaginally, she's not tameya? Because it says in the pasuk, "Ve'ish asher yishkav et isha dava ve'gila et ervata et mikora heera ve'hi giltat mikor dameha." Okay, what is that saying? Mikor dameha means that the same place that is going to be used for ish asher yishkav et isha, which is obviously the vagina, it's not a surgical opening, that is mikor dameha. And anything else is not Makar Damea. And the Torah was never Metameit. Simple as that. Melameit she'in isha tameya, ad she'yetzei madva, that's the Lashon isha dava, ad she'yetzei madva, her blood would come out there of her vata. Over is Shlokish. Next question. What about if, we've been talking about you open the uterus, what about if the uterus falls out? And the uterus itself comes out through the vagina. What's the din? This, by the way, is a common condition. It's called prolapsed uterus.
Is it
a womb? Yeah, a womb. It's very, very common. In animals, it's very common. Humans, it's less common, but it's a prolapsed uterus, partially prolapsed uterus is
operation
common.
Operation to do that when there's a hysterectomy? Is that the...
No, then you actually disconnect it. But a prolapsed uterus is where... The womb itself is forced out together with the, in other words, the contract, yeah. Could come out with a vlad, come out, yeah. In animals, it's so common that there's like all kinds of cute ways of getting it back in that veterinarians have. It's usually very swollen from all of the problems. The latest is very hard to put back in. Can't just push it back in. It all takes a cute old-fashioned ways before they had the operation. So, cute old-fashioned ways of putting back in a prolapse.
Somehow I don't think the animal thought it was all that cute.
Actually, there's some very cute descriptions in Harriet, who talks about a lot of these old procedures before the coming of modern medicine, when he was a vet, in which he describes a cow looking perfectly happy while the vet is straining and pushing and killing himself to try to get the uterus back in. And it sounds like the cows don't seem to mind very much. Okay, anyway, so the din is, of such a case, Ramri Shlokesh, Mishum Rabbiuda Nisiya, Mekor Shene'ekar, if the Mekor became detached and came out through the vagina, the Nofala Aretz, it's Metame. Where do we see such a thing? It's a pasuk. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, yan hishafech nechushtech. Since your nechoshet was poured out, and nechoshet, as Rashi points out, is always used as, interesting, today when we sell pots, so we talk about copper, what do they call it, the copper-bottomed pots, that are copper in order to spread. It's a very good way to... But what do they call it? Copper clad. There's a special word for it. So we use the word nechushtech to mean the bottom of a pot. Rashi says that the comparison is that sex is hot. So in other words, it's mechamim. So we talk about the bottom, the nechoshet of a tanur. We have the tanur spreads the heat using nechoshet. So the pasuk is referring to the combined language. Nechushtech is usually azut. But in this case, the nechushtech means your bottom, which turns you on all the time. It's your womb. So it's a beautiful play on words. But it uses the lashon of hishafech, nechushtech, v'tigale ervatech. So we see that it gives it a din of actual ervatech. It's considered to be still considered to be erva. We don't view it as, okay, now it's just a piece of buser. It is erva teh, which means it has a din of makor that came out. Now, what do you mean it's a tummy? For what is a tummy? I mean, surely you're not telling me that it's a din of nidas. I mean, you learned the tumat shiva? I mean, the Torah said dam. What did the Torah say? A piece of meat that comes out, even though it's called erva teh? Where does it say that that's a tummy? What kind of deity is this to tell me it's erva teh? It says dam lo chaticha. Elat's coming to tell me there's a din of tumat erev based on the din of makor mekomotame. So we see it's still considered to be erva, still considered to be makor. So since it touches the body as it's coming out, it's considered to be a tumas erev. You were no geya betumah. That's all. Omer Rav Yochanan, there's also a special halacha that the Chachamim defined, which is that there is a case where the mekor is mezia gishteti pe margaliot. There's a certain type of bleeding which is completely clear. The dam is pearly white. And if you find two such drops, you're tamei. Tamei what? I mean, it's not dam. There were only chamisha minei damim. How could you be tamei? But certainly not tuma shiva. Chamisha damim or metamim beisha v'tulo? No, of course not. It's the same thing. It's tumat erev. Since mekor mekomo tamei, and since we have a Kabbalah that this is a certain type of hazaah of the mekor, so mamele it's metame. Even though Rashi speaks about the language of tamei because of negiah in the mekor, Tosfos points out that first of all it's beit hastor. There's no maga but beit hastor. Secondly, even if it were maga, the mekor would be the av. This would be a rishon. A rishon is not metame odam. So how could it be metame as a din of maga? It's a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Tainus Tosfos. Nothing to do with maga. Exactly.
Who knows where it is?
No. It says the Gemara v'dafke. That's what the Gemara is saying now. V'dafke tarte. This is a special din of the chachamim or mekabel that if you find two such drops, then that is the way that it happens. Makor is mezia, two drops. But if you find one such thing, there's no reason to think that it came from the makor. And therefore, ema me alma adya. Okay.
Will
you find this on the body? Yeah. Ask the Gemara. We talked about the difference between male and female tuma as to whether it's inside or outside. So, bim bifsara, we say a woman is matami even internally. A man is only metame completely externally, but what defines internally? I mean, there isn't really a similar organ in a man. There is no place to penetrate, which is internal, but also external. I mean, certainly some of the vagina is literally external, and some is totally internal in terms of being not accessible, except an instrument. So, I mean, how exactly you define bivsara? What does bivsara mean? What is called the bayit hachitzon that you're saying? What defines that bayit hachitzon? How do you bayit hachitzon? Om Resh Lakshok, if a little girl squats, then you can see that part of the body open. It's near it. I'm like, that's not the bayit hachitzon. That's literally outside. That's called, it's not even called Beit HaStarim. If she contacted a sheretz in that part of her vagina, it would not be called Beit HaStarim. It would be called normal tumah. Because that's exposed. I mean, the fact that a fold of skin in one place, depending on your position, sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's open. Legabe a sheretz, that's a mokum golui. So what are you telling me? I need a pasuk to tell me, bivsara, that this is inside of her body, but nonetheless, it's not inside of her body. El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you, it's up until the Bein HaShinayim, up until the internal folds of skin, where the side of the vagina is no longer smooth, and that is much deeper inside, that entire area is called the Beit HaChitzon. Inside, beyond that, is already called that it's the part of the Bayit HaPnimit, so to speak. So that's the same thing as the Cheder, it's not Matami. Okay, say ad bein hashinayim, is that ad va'ad bechlal or only ad v'lo ad bechlal? So, boy, how about bein hashinayim itself? Is that kilifnim or is that kilochutz? Tashma, let us bring a raya. The Tani Rabbi Zakkai, ad bein hashinayim and bein hashinayim atzman are considered to be kilifnim. In the Braita, it gives us a very simple description. Makom disha. What we're talking about over here is the threshing floor. My makom disha, or maybe the makom shashamash dash. In other words, as far as a penis will penetrate, is considered to be the bayit hachitzon. Tana Rabbana, biv sara malamit shemetame bifnim kibachutz. We just learned from the pasuk biv sara that she's tmeya in mdidais, even if her dam wasn't yotze from her body. but Amy Ella Nida. How do I know that Dam Zivais is also Metame Bifnim? Talmud Lomar Zova Bifsara. And obviously, this pasuk of Zova Bifsara is referring to a case of Enida. But why do you call Enida Zova Bifsara? To be Merames, it's the same din as Zivais. But how about if a woman is Poleta Chichvat Zera? Where is that semen Metame her? Only like it does by the male when it comes out of her body? Or is it like Dam of Zivas or Nidas? It's Metame even internally. How do we know Poleta Chichvat Zera? Minayin? Talmud Lomar, Yihye. Therefore, it tells us that there is a din of Nidais, Zivais, and Pavata Shechvat Zera, all of which are Metame in the Bayit Achitze. Rabbi Shimon says it's ridiculous. How can she be more chomer on being Poleta Shechvat Zera than the male who gave her that Shechvat Zera? If he's not Tame, mi bifnim ke bachutz. Only Tame, bachutz. So daya ke bo'ala? She can't be more chomer than bo'ala. If bo'ala is only metame, ad she teitzei tuma lachutz. Af yeinu metam ad she teitzei tuma ta lachutz. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. I mean, forget about whether this forum makes sense. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to that. The Sava Rabbi Shimon Dayakabo Allah. If anything, Rabbi Shimon is the makar of the Shita that holds it. We never say that she should be the same as Bo'Allah. Ve'atanya, does it not say in the Brighton? Here it's talking about a different din. Here it's talking about Isha Asher Yishkav Ish Otashich Vatzara. If a woman has intercourse, then Verochatsu Bamayim Vetomu Adar. They have to be Tame until the evening. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, what's the chiddush of this pasuk? I mean, chima bazel alam deinu. It says shichvat zara. So you say, okay, so what's the problem? She touched the shichvat zara. I mean, that's, I don't need a pasuk for this. It says beferish harker kfar nemar lemata o ish ashetetzei mimenu shichvat zara. We learn all of those dinim out of the pasuk that you need to be v'tamei ad ha'arev. No, the chiddush is because it's tumat beit hasdarim. The fact that he ejaculates inside of her wouldn't be metameir, because contact that isn't external is not metame. Therefore, comes along the terrace, gzerat hakatuv, elashe gzerat hakatuvu. It's a gzerat hakatuv that in this particular special case, the semen is metameir, even though it's beit hasdarim. How can you say that Rabbi Shimon holds that only external? If it's Dafka, Rabbi Shimon learns from the pasuk that even internal is semen is metame. No, it's the thing. What's the kasha? I understand. Well, there's two different cases. One is talking about intercourse. There, the Torah says, a woman who has a relationship with a man in which there is shechvat zera, the Torah gives a chiddush, she's tamei ad ha'arev. Well, why is that? And if anything to do with the polete shechvat zera. Polete shechvat zera has nothing to do with intercourse. So come to polete. Wait a minute. How did it get there without intercourse? I'm a little confused. Maybe somebody knows something. I don't know. I mean, if she's a polete, then she had to have been a shameshet. So what do I need this in a polete for? She's already tamea. I mean, she's already tamea. She went to the mikveh, for heaven's sake. She went to the mikveh. Okay? Now the next day she's poleta. So I mean, what's the halacha? As far as the intercourse was concerned, she went the same day to the mikveh. Okay? Tonight she's tar. Now she can eat truma. Then the next day she's poleta shechvat zera. Is the shechvat zera metame her inside or only when it dribbles out? Perfectly reasonable thing. Yes, it's perfectly reasonable, except for the following logistical problem. Tosa says, obviously, it was perfectly reasonable. The Gemara knew it was reasonable. It was only asking the question to entrap you. Because when you say this, I can now ask, aha, the problem is that if she is Mishameshet, you're claiming she'll be Ketovela that night? Are you trying to tell me that a Mishameshet, but to Mater of Tzagila, that would be enough? The Omar Rava Mishameshet Kol Shlosha Yamin Asura Lechol Betruma She'i Efsharla Shalot Tiflot. There is no way for a Mishameshet to go to the mikvah. because she is dribbling the Shechivat Zera the entire time. Therefore, she is a poleta. So anyway, we're going to have to wait 3 days. But after 3 days, the sperm aren't viable. So she's not going to be to me as a poleta. So where is there ever a din where she was metahera from her shimush, and she's now going to start being poleta? Logistically, this doesn't make sense.
Really can't go to the mikveh while...
She can't go to the mikveh. Answers the Gemara, she can. She can go to the mikveh as long as she doesn't move. So there she is lying in bed, a perfect container for Shechivat Zera. How's it going to get out? She's on her back. Right? So we take her in her bed, dump her in a mikveh. Okay. Now Now she gets up. So the question is, now that she gets up, she starts dribbling sperm. What happens? So that's the question. Is it metame bifnim, kibachutzu, bayakabal, and so on? But what Rava was saying was where she went by herself to the mikveh. What? So you tell me, she went by herself to the mikveh? So b'chlal techikama Rava. When Rava was saying she can't possibly go to the mikveh without dripping, da'azai bikar abatavla. She definitely was walking to the mikveh. She walked to the mikveh. So then how would you tell me that for 3 days she's going to be dripping? What did she have sex with? Og Melech HaBoshan. Understand? If she went to the mikveh, so then probably she actually dribbled everything out the first 10 minutes or whatever. The first day, I don't know. But for 3 days, for Rava to say, oh, there's no way that she's not going to be a poleta Shechivat Zera. Does that make sense? Maybe Ba'adi Dekazah Shadita. Maybe she already dropped everything when she first went to the mikveh. V'chitemi, you'll try to tell me, what do you mean, maybe? But maybe it's not good enough. You want to be metayer to eat truma. So dilma ishtayer, maybe something is left. That's very true. But that's not what Rava said, did he? Rava said, she'i efshar. It's impossible that she's not going to be poleted for 3 days. That makes no sense. She walks to the mikvah, but she's still going to be poleted for 3 days. No, sir. He should have said that. We're afraid. Maybe something was left. But don't tell me she efshar. Ella, therefore, the case has got to be 3 cases. According to Rav, of course, it's talking about that she was, we were matril her in the mikveh. The difference is whether she then stands up. That's our question. And Rav, who said, there's no way that she's not going to be dribbling, is talking about that she turned on her tummy. That's the pshat. So if she turned on her tummy, she could be tovelet, according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as she doesn't turn on her tummy. Rava is saying, if she turns on her tummy, you can't be tovelet even in the mikveh, even in the bed, in the mikveh, because she's going to be dripping the whole time. And it's impossible that she shouldn't be dripping. If she gets up, then maybe she'll be dripping. So there's 3 different stages over here. So lokasha kan b'mitapechet, and kan b'she'ina mitapechet. Rava, who said that it says in the pasuk, v'rochatzu v'mayim v'tamu ad ha'arev, Rava akrokoi v'achikama. Where did the Torah say, ki kata v'chanav rochatzu v'mayim v'timu ad ha'arev, is only talking about b'she'ina mitapechet. That's all I'm coming to tell you. But you should be certain that if she was mitapechet, there's no way kol shloshim, even the pasuk, would be asur lechol b'tshuva, because there it's indeed impossible. Yefshar la shelot tiflot. In your case, where she stood up and walked, we would have a suffix whether we could allow her to eat truma. But I'm just telling you that the terrorist case is talking about specifically where she's lying flat in her back. Theoretically, she can go to the mikveh. My love, yatzid over the kachim. I'm ruvin the ready for not alone. Yatzid over the bechor. Bechor? Be peter rechem nafka. Nu, elamai kachim. Mi imo ima nafka. Nah, come on, man, I might. Yamit bishlam of the kachim. I can explain why it's trich a trichroi. Because chav would be lebe matchulin the only derech dofen, which I'm telling you doesn't have to be shat agur if you were magdashin. And chav, the beimat kodashim, would already have kiddush zaguf, was meili derech dofen, because sovar v'ladot kachim ba'avayatan en kodashim, which Rashi is in Gorsatosus is, Ella, he amnit. Now we're talking about a bechor. Why would I need the pasuk of Zot Torah Ta'olah? I know that from the pasuk. Mi petarechem nafkets pstabchulim. How can I have a mistake? I looked the whole list. I mean, it's funny. Rovea, Nirva, Buxa, Neva, Kalayim, I mean, Adam, Yochan, Afka. We learned out from Minabeim, Alotzi, Rovea, Nirva, Minabak, Alotzi, Neva, Minatzon, Lotzi, Etam, Buxa, Unminatzon, Lotzi, Etanogiach, and Kalayim. Well, we learned out Miocha from Zotoran, Hola. We learned out from Beatam, Nafka, Shor, Ochesev, Oeski, Valet, Shor, Prata, Kalayim, Oes, Prata, Nidma, and so on. So Elat Strikla Trikla, you're going to have to say anyway, so you could say the same thing by Yotzi Dofen. Okanami, it's a Trikla, but not for a Bechor. Ton Rabban, Amikashesh Loshayamim, Yatzavlat Derech Dofen, Arezo, you'll let it be Zov, since Derech Dofen is not laid on Rabbi Shimon. Of course, the Shitato says, ain't so you'll let it be Zov, the Torah's Betire, Koshi Samuch Loleden. The Dama Yotze Misham, whatever that means, is Tomei, and Rabbi Shimon is Matayar. Not Bishlam Reisha, it works out perfectly. It's Rabbi Shimon Lashitato and Rabbanu Lashitame. But according to the Sefer, what the heck? But my pleading, Om Ravina Kigonchi Yatza Vlad Derech Dofen, Vedam Derech Rechem. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, well, there was a Leda, so the Koshi Dam is not Zivas, and the Rabbanu Lashitamaya that it is Zivas. Matkiflor Rav Yotze. First of all, you're just blabbing because you're continuing the ratio. I'm a ratio. The oath, Misham, is Mashma the Makom Vlad, not vaginal. Elom Rav Yezek Gagonchi Yatsa Vlad Vidam Derech Dofen. And the question of is not referring to the case of Koshi. Simply, the issue is whether Dam that comes from the Makor is Makor Makomotame. That's the question. So Mar Sova Mekor is in fact Mekomotame Stam because it touches the Mekor. Mar Sova Mekor Mekomotor, and therefore the Dam wasn't Nitma. Omri Shlokish Lidivreha Mitame Bedam Mitame Beisha. Lidivreha Mitare Bedam Mitare Beisha. Because always it's definitely called a Re'iyah. It's just that over here it was kosher, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says never, just the opposite. Afla divrei mitamei bedam mitaher biyisha, because I know it from a pasuk. Because Rabbi Yochanan taught me the Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai minayin she'in yisha tmei'a ad sheyetze madva derech ervata shenema ve'isha sheyishka v'tisha dava v'gilat ervata mikora he'era. Mikor she'ne'ekar v'nafal la'aretz is also tamei. Shenema yam yishafech nechushtech v'tigliar v'tech. Lamai, you don't mean too much shiva. I mean, where does the Torah ever say chatichas tamei adam omrachman? Lo chaticha, elo tumat erev, because mikor mekomotam eim. Omer Yochanan, Mekor Shizia Kishtei Tipei Margoliot Tmeya. Tmeya, Lamai, Yenavet Tumat Shiva, it's only Chamisha Damim Tmeyim Bisha, not Laban, Vetu Lo, Ela Latumat Erev. And it means it's a new din of Mekor Bekom Otame. And Davka Tarte Avachoda, why say it's from the Mekor at all? Ima Miyama Atya. What exactly is this Beit Achitzon? That's not Beit Achitzon. That's literally outside of the body. I'm not a pussy for that. Otoma Kom is considered to be Galuy Etzosheret. Elom Reb Yochanan Ad Bein Hashinayim. Ibailu. What about the Bein Hashinayim itself? Iskilafnima Pelachutz Tashma. The Tone Rebbe Zakai Ad Bein Hashinayim. And Bein Hashinayim Atzmam Iskilafnim. B'matnita tana makom disha. My makom disha. Om revira makom shah shamash dash. Tan rabbanu. B'vsaram alamit shemetam b'bifnim kebachutz. Ein li ela nida. How do I know that even a zov is also? Oh, Talmud lomar zova b'vsara. And how about a poleta chichvatsera? How do I know? Talmud lomar yiyye. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that doesn't make sense. Dayak Boala, if Boala is not metamayat shetetzit to malachut, afi enu metamayat shetetzit to matalachut. So, Rabbi Shimon, dayak Boala, it does not say in the bride of Rochatuba, my vitamuada orev. And Rabbi Shimon is one who asks, what's the chiddush in that? אם לנוגע בשכבת זרע, הרי כבר נאמר למטה או איש, אלא מפני שתומת בית הסתרים היא, and תומת בית הסתרים normally is not מטעמי, comes along the third, אתה מגזירה את הכתוב, that in this case it is מטעמי, so how could Rabbi Shimon say די הקבולה, if you're saying it's מטעמי inside? No, hello Kasha, can't be polluted, and can't be mishamesha, polluted. How the heck did it get there? I mean, she must have been mishameshet. So then anyway, she's tamea. Yeah, but we were terrible for the shimush. And then she was poleted. Oh, no, sir. Because then you're trying to tell me, lameimra the mishameshet betumater of sagila, v'yomar rava mishameshet kor shlosha yamim, asura lechol betruma, she yefsharla shaloti float. Okay, but so maybe she's Tamea. Dilma is tired. So then why did Rava say Eev Sharla? He should have said Chashina Sheman is tired, he boiled. Ella, of course, the Rava, we could also be talking about Shibilua Bamita. Not that, then it still needs 3 days. Well, Kasha, because we're talking about where she's lying flat on her back, and therefore she's not poleted. Rava is saying even if she's still in her bed, she needs 3 days. So kanbe mitapechet, where she turned on her tummy, and kanbe she'ina mitapechet. And Rava was coming to tell me what the pasuk is referring to. Where does the Torah say v'rochat zubamayim v'tumona erek? Dafka, where either she was mitapechet in 3 days, or was she was ain't mitapechet at all? Ava mitapechet kol shlosha yamim asura lechol betruma, because over there really ef sharla shelo tiflot. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. All right, well, this is sort of a makeup on Daf Mem Aleph, because as you'll see later on, we lost the first part, but we're doing it over just quickly so that we should at least get something here. We're on the fourth line on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we just proved that according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he also yells a daf in his kosher by a leda for a human, for an animal that you want to bring as a carbon, it's not kosher. And the last thing we learned was my lav yotze daf to kutch him. That Yotze Dovah Dekutchim has to be taken down off the Mizbeah. Omer, when the Rebbe knows, and look, we're talking about a Yotze Dovah of Bechor. Bechor. We know about a Bechor. We've got the Rechem Nafka. It's not a carbon. Obviously, it has to be taken down. So, Elamai. No, so you're happy that what there should be Kutchim. I know that also from another person. Mimo, you know Nafka. No, I might. Eon, the Bishleim of the Kutchim, I need to see if a trade cry. If we're not talking about a Bechor, then at least it makes sense. We're talking, we need two Pesukim. One, to tell me a Behemoth Fulin that I purchased at a market, a Behemoth Fulin that had been born the other day of Dolphin, and now I went to be Makdashim. And one is talking about a Behemoth Kutchim, where it was born the of Dolphin, even though the Tana holds Kasavah blood is Kutchim Baba Yatan in Kedushim. But since it can all happen simultaneously, the birth and the Kedusha, I need a special Pesuk to tell me that even that is not kosher for the Mizbeach. This is the way that Tosfos understands it. Rashi feels the blood is kosher by Yatzin and Kedoshim is a mistake, because in the kosher cane, the blood is kosher, are Kedosh b'me'ei imam, and the Rechem. So therefore, sure, I need a separate pasuk, because they were already kosher before they became a pet or Rechem. Tosfos learns that it means a Kedosh, even if you hold that it's by Yatzin and Kedoshim, since it's simultaneous, I even for that need a separate pasuk. Ela iam et b'chor. B'chor is only one case. I know it's b'pet terech and not. Hachinami mistaber. And it's also mistaber that we're talking about a case like Kodesh, where we need two psukim, because all Bryce is talking about needing two psukim. Because look, the case of a rovei and v'nir v'amavutz v'neva v'kelai. What? You're telling me all those cases I know from here, from Zos? Me'osam nafka, mina be'malot yerovei v'nirva. Mina bakalot yeta neva, mina tzonot yeta mukza, umina tzonot yeta nogea. And what about kelayim? Kelayim we know from here, from the zot. Kelayim yalka nafka, we know it miyosam nafka. Shor chesav oreis,
Sure, Brother Goliath. Oh, Brother Nidma. Ella, what are you going to tell me? That each one of these cases requires two psukim. Each a trick, right? Chad, Ramaschul. One is purchasing a Ramaschul that was already in the state of being a Rovev and Nevad and so on. And now I'm Magdash it. And one is to tell me that even in a case where it was born from the Bevas Kadesh, and it was Kadesh, it still has to be taken off of the Mizbeah. So too, by Yotze Dofen, we two psukim, talking about all Kodesh, one where I buy it in the market as chulin that was a Yotze Dofen, and one where the mother was Kadesh, and this was born Yotze Dofen. Both cases need to be taken off the Mizbeah. Tan Rabbanan, back to the human. Amikashash Roshayamim, a human woman, who has 3 days of Dam Koshi, in which there was surgical intervention at the end. Riyotza Avlader Dolphin, according to the Chachomim, since there was no termination in birth, because the cesarean was like, it disappeared, so therefore there's no Dam Koshi. So now the Dam all becomes Dam of Zimas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what do you mean? There was a birth. Don't you see? Cesarean is a full birth, of course. And therefore, Ein Zoyo let it dissolve. Now, a strange statement, which we're going to have to understand. The Dam Hayotze Misham, and any blood that comes from there, not being clear where, is Tamei. And Rabbi Shimon is Bataya. Says the Gemara, now look, the first part makes perfectly good sense. I mean, Rabbi Shimon is going to Shitato, that is a Syrian as a birth, and the Rabbanan are going to Shitatam, that is a Syrian is not a birth, with the obvious implications for Dam Koshi. A Dam Koshi that doesn't end with a birth. It's not Dam Koshi that the Torah was Mitayar, even though it was clearly painful, and we know where it's coming from. It's no different than any other Onish. It's not the Chiddush of Leida. But the Seifa has everything backwards. I mean, if you're talking about bleeding that was coming from the surgical incision, through the surgical incision, so I mean, the most you could say is that according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe we could view it as blood from the birth. And it would be Tameh. And according to Rabbanan, it would be Tar. But say the opposite? That according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Tar. According to Rabbanan, it's Tameh. That's outrageous. Ravina, it's not talking about blood that comes from the incision. It's talking about blood that is vaginal bleeding. And we're talking about not the blood that's coming from the birth. We're talking about blood that was coming from the contraction. So the blood, indeed, was Yotze Derech Dofen. It was a surgical birth, but the bleeding was vaginal. And that bleeding is basically Dam Koshi, according to Rabbi Shimon. So this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitato, and that's Tahar. And this is Rabbanan Lashitatam, that vaginal bleeding, even though it was accompanied by contractions during Yemei Ziva, if there's no birth at the end, and there's a cesarean, is Tami. Maskevo Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, I understand what you're saying. Chod, a dineration, I mean, you didn't add a darn thing. That was the first case, whether it's Dam Koshi or not. The Ode, furthermore, the word Mishon, it's from there. Where's there? The place you just talked about, the Mokum Vlad. I mean, the place where the embryo was, the fetus was delivered, whatever that was. I mean, we're talking about a cesarean. So you're talking about blood that came from there, you're talking about blood that came through the incision. So Mokum Vlad Mashman. Elam Rabbi Yosef, of course, we're talking about Yotzei Vlad, and the Dam came there of Dofen. So what's the Machlokas over here? Machlokas is about the blood, not about the woman. The Mekor Mekomot Tameka Miflegit. My Sofer Mekor Mekomot Tamei. The Rabbanan hold, look, this blood came in touch with the Mekor, therefore it's Tamei. Rabbi Shimon says, Mekor Mekomot Tahor, and therefore it's Tahor. It has nothing at all to do with the concept of Leda. Purely a question of contact with the womb. Or, according to the Rambam, it is in contact with the womb, because, for instance, trauma to the womb that bleeds, according to the Rambam, is tar, even though he paskins, mekor mekomo tamei. What it means is that blood that originates in any processes associated with the womb, the blood itself is tama, even though it's amatami, the woman. So you have blood that comes without argosha, for instance. So the woman doesn't become an Edom in your eyes, so she shouldn't feel the blood. But nonetheless, the blood is tummy. Or the blood over here that's associated with the Leda that was removed through the incision. That blood is part of the functioning of the womb, Leda, and therefore it's tummy. But that's not called a blood of trauma, let's say someone was stabbed in the womb or had an abscess in the womb. That's not called Mekor Mekomot Tameh, according to the Rambam. Rashi learns that it's a type of din of Negiah. It comes in contact with the womb, is Metame. Now, Reish Lakish argues on this. Reish Lakish says, no. L'divrei ha-metame b'dam metame b'isha. If you hold a dam is Tameh, then we're not talking about Mekor Mekomot Tameh. We're talking about the tuma of the woman. In other words, if you find a case, obviously not cases where the Torah was matar the dam, such as dam kosh, we have a case where it was bleeding that didn't come as a vaginal bleeding, would still be matar the woman if it was dam later. L'divrei ha-metahir b'dam, matar b'yisha. If you hold the dam, isn't dam later, so then the woman isn't tam. You would be open on there, after divrei ha-metahir b'dam, matar b'yisha. No. The only question over here is whether the dam is tamei. A woman can't possibly be tamei unless the bleeding is vaginal. Those are the other time. The other of the other mishum v'yachai minayin she'eni shama tama ad she'etzei madva derech erevata shenema v'ish asher yishkav et isha davah v'gilat erevata et mikorah era, which is an awful lot of extra words that seem to be saying nothing, unless we understand it. Come to teach me that the mikor is only the place of gava if it's gilad ervata. So it's b'mami she'ini shatneya achi yetse madva derech ervata. Only if the pains, meaning the pains of her curse, so to speak, from kava, all the things that afflict her, come through her erva. On Reish Lakish Mishum Rebbe Yonah Nesiya mekor she'ne'ekar v'nafal la'aretz tneya. We said the best case of this is an inverted uterus, which happens very often, so that the uterus is ejected and turned inside out, comes out through the vagina, and that would still be matami. Shinema yan yishafech nekushtech, nekushtech being the, what we still today look at the copper bottoms of pots as being the best type of bottom, but nekushtech is the bottom of a container. So here it's referring to the womb, that's what holds the child within you. V'tigaleh should say ervatech. So that means it still has a din of erva, even though it's a actual womb that's sticking out, according to Rashi, a piece of the womb became detached and came out. So now, how does it matami? Lamai, you learned to Mashiva, you're telling me the woman is tummy for 7 days? Dama marachmana, v'lo chaticha, how could something that isn't blood be matami? Ella the tumas erev. It's clearly talking about the tuma for 1 day. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mekor Shiziya. Told us.
Okay. I think we should have a backup for
two backups.
Well, sorry everybody. We just managed to wipe out the entire first part of the daf. I apologize. No way to get it back. It's time for an upgrade of technology, but we're now on, unfortunately, Mamalavam at Bays. I hate to break it to you all. But you've been with us close to our hearts, let me tell you, if that helps.
You know, it's like the grandmother came to the gun where her little granddaughter was. And the granddaughter was playing on the computer there. And she says, Satov Shav At. She says, I'm not a clear computer.
That's beautiful.
Maybe the Rav can give a 3-sentence summary.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what this is.
That's what this is.
It's the size of the computer.
That's what this is. Okay. Ela l'tumat erev. So clearly, what we're talking about is not too much shiva. We're talking about too much erev. Om Reb Yochanan Mekor sheizia kishtei tipei margoliot tmei'a. Furthermore, it's a very interesting halacha that in a case where you have two very clear bloody, but not red, clear like pearl, exudations from the uterus, it's tame. What do you mean it's Tomei? The mind. I mean, it can't be Tomei for Riyah of Shiva. The Torah said only five colors of Dam, did not include Dam, the color of pearls. Chamisha Tomeim Tmeim Bi, Shavatulo. Ela L'Tumat Erev. Indeed, this is a halacha of Tumas Erev because of Mekor Mekomot Tamei. But it's Dafka Tarte. It's only, the only time you see this particular phenomena is if there's two together. But if there's one, that could have come from anywhere. Such a thing does not necessarily have to come from the uterus, it wouldn't be Matame.
What's Tumai Erev is what?
Nagia, Bhagav the Dam Tumi. Kol anashim mitamim bebeit achitzon. The next thing we learned was the difference between a male and a female. That a female, the dam of zivas or nidas, is mitamim bebeit achitzon. A male zivas or keri is only mitamim completely outside of the body. What is the beit achitzon? Is the question. Hainil beit achitzon. Amar esh lakish koshi kinoket yoshevet v'nir et. When a young girl sits, so she now will expose the area. In a mature woman, already the labia will cover the beit achitzon, which implies that that is the beit achitzon, which, remember, we were talking about before, what exactly do we mean by the prosdor and so on. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of the sugyas that implies that certainly when a young child sits, doesn't expose anything to the inside of her vagina, she simply spreads her legs a little bit, and there's not enough additional growth around the openings to hide her. So there's a little bit of an exposure of the area, which in an adult is between the labia. Mashman, that would be considered the prosdor from here. It's one of the rayas, remember the pshat that we had. Except for Gabi, this halacha, it can't be called the Beit Achitzan, says Rabbi Yochanan. Because, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. Otomakom galuyu etzel sheretz. How could you call it? You're saying the only reason it's Matam is because we have a special pasuk b'msara, even that it's within her basar. That place isn't even called Beit Astarim. So if you touch the sheretz to that place because of the fact that it opens and closes and that it, in a child it's open, then I don't need a special pasuk for that. That's called outside of the body. Well, Raya would be Matami with the sheretz. How could that be the area that you're referring to as a chiddush? Elam, Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Bein Hashinayim, what we're talking about is deep inside, close to the cervix, where the flesh is more serrated instead of being straight. That's the area. And the Bein Hashinayim itself, Kilifnim or Kilichutz. Tashma, Tatani Rabbi Zakai, Ad Bein Hashinayim, U Bein Hashinayim Atzman Kilifnim. And actually, B'masnisatan, this is already close to the cervix. The threshing floor. What do we mean by the threshing floor? My makom disha. Amar Yehuda makom shamash dash. It would be the place of maximal penetration in a normal situation, which is like threshing, so to speak. And that area is even that much inside is called the Beit Achitzon, and the Torah metameit v'mechidesh bivsara. That's not to say that that's always what we mean by the Beit Achitzon. In other words, they're different, as we saw, there's different applications of these terms. Tana Rabba. Bivsara melamed shebetam'a bifnim kibachutz. Now, this it says by nidas. Maybe it only means a nidas metami bifnim. Maybe a zava, the blood has to come all the way out of the body. Zava minayin. No, it says the same lashon by referring to nidas as zivas. It says zova, even though that's referring to nidas, but it says zova bivisara. So since the Torah chooses the lashon of zova as a reference to nidas, it's also telling me that a zova has the same halacha. How about a poleta shikvazera minai? How do we know that even if she's poleta shikvazera inside, that's still metamir? Talmud Lomar comes along the Pesuk to say, Yihyeh. Yihyeh zova bibsara. What is Yihyeh? Any other substance that's metamea. Rabbi Shimon says, no. That's not true. Daya kebo'ala. How could a woman who's being poleta shechvazera be more chomer than the male from whom the Shechvat Zera came. Does that make sense? If for the male the Shechvat Zera is betame only once it's completely exposed, it's outside of the body, so you're going to tell me, but inside of a female it's going to be betame bivsarah, that's unreasonable. So she can't be more chomer than the one who deposited that Shechvat Zera. Ma bo'ala eino metame achetetze tuma lachutz, af hi eina metama achetetze tuma talachutz. What? How are you trying to tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds halacha lemaisa that a woman does not become tmeya unless there's an actual touching of Shechvat Zera outside of her body? We know that that's not true from a braisa where Rabbi Shimon says beferish otherwise. Sabar Rabbi Shimon, daya kabo'ala. V'atanya v'rochatzu b'mayim v'timu ad ha'orev. What is this referring to? This is talking about now a woman who has slept with a person, shichva zera. So there it says, v'rochatzu b'mayim v'timu ad ha'orev. Om Rebbe Shimon, v'chimad ba'zel olamdein. I'im le'inyin, nogea b'shichva zera. What do you think it's talking about? That she came into contact externally as a result of this intercourse with Shechvat Zera. I need a pasuk for that. Hare kvar nema lamata. O ish, Asher Tetze. O ish, which is a reference to Kohanim, that it's main. We learn out from there that anyone's Shechvat Zera is betame anyone else. Doesn't mean a roya. So, I mean, why wouldn't it be betame her? I don't need a pasuk to tell me that she's Tamea because she happens to have as someone Shechvat Zera touch her, of course. Ela mipnei shetumat beit astarini. The point over here is that she was not touched by Shechvat Zera. She was penetrated by Shechvat Zera. But that's not nogea because beit astarim is not mitamei. And tumat beit astarim ena mitam'a. But this is a new gzerata katuv, that even in a beit astarim, a woman who had intercourse is tamea. So how could you tell? This is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is bringing a pasuk. He's saying it's gzerata katuv, but then a minute ago you claimed that he said that an isha's poleta shechvat zera couldn't be if it's inside her body, it's betamea. Says the Gemara, said, what's your question? This is talking about a woman who had intercourse. The other case is talking about a woman who was poleta shechvat zera. What's the comparison? The act of intercourse, we're saying, with shechvat zera's matame internally. Now, how about the leakage? That's not matame her internally. I don't understand. What do you mean? Well, how is she possibly leaking if she wasn't penetrated? I mean, either she had the artificial insemination. That's the case we're talking about over here. So, if she's a poletess, I mean, typically the shimshon. Obviously, she must have had intercourse with someone. So, what's the difference? What do you mean? What's the difference? The difference is she went to the mikvah. I understand. She had intercourse. No good. She went to the mikvah. Now she's tahira. Now there's plita. So the question is: at what point is this poletess Metama? What's so hard to understand? Tosfos explains it. It's not. The Gemara obviously knew that we were going to say this. We're saying it only in order to hit the next piece. It's this. It's what we're leading into that. We're bringing all of this out. Says so. In other words, what you're saying over here is that she could go to the mikveh. That's what you're saying. Aha. La the Mishameshes Betumas Erev Sagima. You tell me that a woman who had intercourse can go to the mikveh that night and she doesn't have a problem. She's going to be Tahira from Shechvat Zera. Ay, the Omar Rava Mishameshes Kol Shlosha Yamim Asura Lechol Betruma She'iyev Shala Shaloti Flot. Rava Tainis, it is absolutely impossible for a woman who had intercourse to be able to become Tahira and to now be allowed to eat Truma Vakachi. Why? Because she's definitely going to be leaking for 3 days. And each time she'll be matam herself. So what? Was going to the mikvah? Taibo b'sheretz b'yodai. What's she going to the mikvah for? So how can you say there is no case? Mamadisha. If she's tamea, because of poletas. then she's also going to be Tamei because of the Mishamesh, because she can't be Taharas. No, I said, so Achmaiskin, she blew up, he'd be Luab Bimita, no? She had intercourse in a bed. We picked up the bed and we put the whole thing into the mikvah with the woman in it, and she didn't move.
That's really what this means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now what's the problem? You're saying she's going to, what do you mean? She's certainly not going to leak anything if she's just lying still? You're saying normally if she got up to go to the mikvah, she's going to be matamir. She didn't get up to go to the mikvah. So now the shaila is, at what point she becomes Tamei? Who understand? What's so hard to understand over here? So what are you saying? You're saying Michlal v'chikama Rava da Azla ihi bekara v'tavla. You're saying that according to Rava, a woman who stands up, walks to the mikveh, walks 10 miles to the mikveh, for that matter, can't go to the mikveh. You're telling me a woman who walked 10 miles to the mikveh is for the next 3 days going to continue to leak shechwasa? Come on. And how in the world is she going to continue to be a poletus? I mean, you're telling me Abachshash. He says Iyafshar. What do you mean Iyafshar? So clearly he's talking about a case also where we were Targala in a mikveh. I mean, otherwise it makes no sense at all. So, Dilma Ba'adi the Gazli Shadita? I mean, maybe when she was walking these 10 miles, she got rid of all of the Shechwazer. But he came and you'll say, well, I mean, Rabba was just saying, you can't be sure. I mean, Dilma Ishtaya, maybe some was left. Iyachi, Chashin and Shemin Ishtaya, me by the way. That's what he should have said. He should have said, a woman who goes to the mikveh after Tashmish, we always have to be concerned that maybe there was a little bit of semen left that will leak out. But he says, Iyashar, no such thing. I mean, what do you mean no such thing? The Mitzias tells you otherwise. Ela la Rava Nami, I mean, unless what Rava was saying was that a woman who was Mishameches, who was taken to the mikveh in her bed, nonetheless, you should know, the first time she moves, she'll be Tamei. I mean, that must be the point. She'd be Lo Bimita. So how, I mean, so then where's the leakage before that? You're saying in that case she could go to the mikveh. He's saying she can't go to the mikveh, make up your mind. I mean, what, they're arguing the Mitzias? No, not arguing the Mitzias. Rava is talking about Kan b'mitapechet, v'kan b'she'ina mitapechet. The question is like this. The point over here is that there's an afkamina, obviously, between the woman who turns over in bed and doesn't turn over in bed. If she turns over in bed, she'll be a poleta shechvazera, right? So what's the, I mean, so what is this whole discussion for? It's to explain the pasuk. That's all. Rava's trying to explain what's the pasuk talking about. Rava akroikai. Rava was coming to explain to us what does the pasuk mean when it says v'rachatzuba mayim. Rachatzuba mayim is always the lashon that you use for going to the mikvah on the same day, right? Rachatzuba mayim, but all you have to do is go to the mikvah and everything will be kosher. So Rava wants to explain that the only time that is possible is if she's not misapeches and they're matzalar b'mikvah. In other words, there's a theoretical v'rachatzuva mayim v'taher. But practically speaking, says Rava, it ain't going to happen. Because you're always going to, I mean, if she would get up, she would vada b'tamei again. So therefore, if you want to understand the pasuk, you have to understand the pasuk is referring to a very specific circumstance. That's all. Lamaisa, we don't really have a problem. We have two separate halachas. Rabbi Shimon is talking about a poleta shechvazera can't be more chomer than the boel. But on the other hand, the new tuma, which is the tuma of bia itself, that's a gzeres hakosav. That has nothing to do with it. So over there, enochinami, she would be tamei inside. So therefore, Rava is only going on a pasuk. Baki kama ki kosav rachmana. When the Torah went out of its way to say v'rachatzu b'mayim v'temu adarim, is only referring to b'sheda mitapechet. Avo b'mitapechet go shlosha yomim asura le'echol b'truma. If she was mitapechet any time in the 3 days, she's also le'echol b'truma. She yefshala shaloti flow, because it's impossible that there shouldn't be some plita. At that point again, she becomes
tamei. If she doesn't move for 3 days, then what?
So then she'd be okay.
Even if it's split after the third day? If the zera comes out after the third
day? No, after the third day, there's no viable sperm.
No, but that wasn't the case. We said earlier that there were facts of physical and mental. She's laying in bed.
No, we don't make that. We don't make such distinctions.
What about the fact that her muscle is it's like a virtual outside? It's like in a normal course of a lifetime, there's babies going there, sexual relations. It's not a total like inside like in a male. Within a male, if it's right, it won't be a catheter.
Still call the inside. I mean, a male also has a place, plenty of places that you can look into and get into. But it's still called
betastory. It's not a normal thing to have a catheter, inside the urethra of a male. I mean, but a woman, it's a normal thing to have blood.
Exactly. Look down your throat. It's a normal thing. Or the doctor will take a thing and look into your throat. Still betastory.
What time are we learning about it?
Tomorrow.